50 forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 71. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 42. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Sunny skies tomorrow, 74. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Vujicicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Wheat harvest is officially here across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region. But the question is, with the drought conditions that we saw for the fall and over the winter time, how good or bad is the condition of the wheat crop?
In the past, Kansas has had a... I'd like to say our average is 320 million bushels for the state of Kansas. USDA came out with a 191 million bushel crops.
That was the chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission, Gary Miller-Shosky, on Cake News, where he says that wheat crop is down near 40% for the expectations from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And as the Wheat Commission continues their tour across the state, grain merchandisers like Kate Bracker says a lack of wheat production from the state of Kansas will be devastating for the global markets.
People are getting laid off from certain jobs just because they don't need the help. And I think there's a lot of economic issue that gets caused from that also. So it's a big ripple effect that maybe a lot of people don't realize has so much effect.
Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Young artists across the state of Kansas met in Topeka over the week to be recognized for contributions to their communities. As WIBW reports that the 2023 Young Artist Awards were held at the Topeka Performing Arts Center, with 14 young artists being selected from different categories covering music, theater, visual arts, and community services in the arts. As the city says, it's important for individuals to be able to express themselves and do it in a manner that helps out the community overall.
Once they finish their high school education, beyond that, we want them to continue to be active and to encourage others to be involved in the arts. And this is a great time for them to be recognized and to for them to continue to encourage others.
That was Mike Padilla, the Topeka mayor, on WIBW News. In other news, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has partnered with biologists at Kansas State University to start a fish telemetry project at Tuttle Creek and Milford Reservoirs. They say the project is set to examine movement patterns and space use of Kansas's most recreational, valuable fish.
Get $70 back via reward card after online submission with your purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Start summer with savings. Drive Michelin and the Michelin Pilot Sport all season four. Get $70 via reward card after online submission with your purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Buy now. Terms and conditions apply. Full details. Offer extends through June 2nd at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of the COVID-19 pandemic and the emergency declaration at the statewide and nationwide levels, the Department of Health and Human Services has announced that the Nebraska Medicaid system will be holding their virtual meetings online to help provide and answer any questions for individuals after the eligibility changes. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, individuals were enrolled automatically without any prerequisites because of the pandemic. However, those prerequisites have changed to now provide full redeterminations of member eligibility that began back on March 1st, as they say they plan to take roughly 12 months to review all members' eligibility. According to the Office for Nebraska's Medicaid, the meetings will take place every Monday between noon and 1 p.m. And if you cannot make the meeting live with the virtual meeting, you can see previous meetings online on the website at dhhs.ne.gov. They're also reminding individuals to apply for the program to make sure to update your address, income, or resources, along with household, marriage, divorce, pregnancy, or new child information.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Check out 5643. It's a 105, 11-day medium maturity variety with excellent standability and good performance in stressful environments.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit eatonroofing.com.
Your hometown.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A lawsuit has been filed against the city of Marysville in federal district court in Kansas City by former police chief Todd Ackerman, claiming discrimination on the basis of age and disability after he was fired by the city in September 2021. Seeking full restitution of his job with back pay and benefits, as well as damages, Ackerman had worked for the city for over 20 years from April 1999 until his dismissal. The reason for termination was not released to the public. No comment was released after multiple executive sessions of city council regarding the matter. Ackerman indicated that he was fired without explanation. The city has not commented on the matter. Vermilion citywide garage sales are this weekend, most opening Saturday at 8 a.m. Friends of the Vermilion will host a biscuit and gravy breakfast Saturday 7 to 10 at the community center. Nebraska Game and Parks Commission will offer a free fishing and park entry day this Saturday, designated to encourage more people to get out and experience state parks and recreation areas. The annual event offers entry to facilities with no entry permits required. A livestock show will be Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds and will feature various breeds of swine, sheep, goats, and beef. Cash payouts and prizes will be awarded. The Waco Wabash was founded in 2021 and is now organized by the Farmington 4-H Club. Each year, over 100 youth and their families participate in the show. A program on a May 1896 tornado that struck northeast Kansas is planned this Saturday evening in Seneca. Bruce Jones, former meteorologist with KSNT in Topeka, will present the program on the May 17, 1896 tornado, a two-mile-wide F5 that ravaged parts of Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, and Brown counties. Public is welcome to the presentation Saturday evening at 7 at the Nemaha County Community Building in Seneca. Marysville Rotary Club hosted a mixer with community members Wednesday evening, recognizing a century of service. Notable guests included the district governor, who noted that among 42 active Rotary chapters in northeast Kansas, only 8 have reached such a mark. Local President Austin St. John will talk more about the organization this Saturday on our public affairs program airing on KNDY at 7:10.
From her perspective of our northeast district, out of the 40-some clubs in the district, only 8 have reached this milestone. So that's, I think it's a great accomplishment. And it's for our organization to last that long is a testament to the local participants, the local members that keep this club going. Some of the things we like to do are in the community, and maybe not have a monument next to them where you can see them. Some of our member favorites include caroling at the nursing homes. We've had a program called Junior Achievement where we go into the elementary school and junior high and teach kids about financial literacy. It's just different aspects. And I've done that before where I've talked about taxes and stuff like that. So it's some things that you don't see out in the real world as far as, oh, that's what Rotary does. But it's effective in helping people. We raise funds for scholarships. We give out 2 scholarships a year to high school students for post-secondary education. And then one of our main events used to be Toys for Tots, where we raised money and collected toys, gave out to underprivileged families, as well as other supplies and books. We transferred that into raising funds for the Blue Valley Giving Tree.
Bill Barrington Jr., age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away May 6th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, May 20th, 11 a.m. on the Circle Square in Blue Rapids. In case of inclement weather, service to Blue Rapids Gymnasium. Private interment will follow, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bill Barrington Jr. Beverly J. Vitosh, age 89, of Beatrice, formerly of the Odell area, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment will follow in the Odell Check Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Vitosh.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain showers early on today, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid 70s. And staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Warming up as we head into Sunday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower 50s. Staying warmer as we head into early next week, sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still sunny by Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May, 77, record high on this date, 98. The average low, 55, and the record low, 32. Sunset this evening, 8:37, sunrise in the morning at 6:11.
When severe storms approach, tune to Key NDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on Key NDY, service of these community sponsors.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
May is Maytag Month at your hometown Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers are marked $5.88 each. And now buy three appliances and receive an additional $200 gift card free from Maytag. Brand Source Appliance also has large selections of in-stock appliances from Bosch, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. And always free shipping to your door within 100 miles on all purchases $2.99 and up. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Life may not be a bowl of cherries, but a bowl of cherries might improve yours. It's an in-season fruit report today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 19th, the 139th day of the year. Musician Pete Townsend has a birthday, and on this day in 1974, Erno Rubik invented the world's best-selling toy, Rubik's Cube. These days, we can get almost any fresh fruit year-round at the supermarket. There is a noticeable exception, though, cherries. They're highly perishable and only available for a short time each year. Over the next few weeks, sweet Bing cherries will be arriving from the Pacific coast, followed by Rainiers or sweet white cherries. Scoop some up while they're in season. Cherries are filled with antioxidants as well as melatonin that helps regulate sleep patterns. And here's a clever trick for pitting them. At the stem's end, push a plastic straw through the center. The pit should pop right out. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583. For all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming and true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air for Mentor Visions.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
When John Harding moved to this property, it was just another parcel of land just outside the town of Nashville. However, its location and Harding's ingenuity began to turn this into quite a place to see. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The year was 1807, and John Harding moved into a small cabin just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. He was the first in a string of family members who would live on what would become a large and storied farm.
Being outside of Nashville and along the Natchez Trace, which is a giant trading route, they start like a blacksmith shop, and it's kind of a 1800s last stop outside of town, get your supplies and that sort of thing.
Carrie Lewis shares the story from what is today known as Bell Mead Historic Site.
They start to establish this private stud business, which is grooming, raising, and selling these thoroughbred racing horses. They start with just one horse, and then at the peak, they have close to 250 horses.
It became a nationally known farm for the great horses it produced.
You had just basically these giant horse sales that are happening, and thousands of people are visiting the site. The family is having close to 20,000 pounds of pork smoked annually for these giant events to feed everyone.
But over time, generations of the Harding family decided to sell what had turned into a sprawling acreage with many homes and barns. The state of Tennessee acquired the property, and today the mansion and much more has been brought back to life.
So we're sitting in what was the family's hay loft, which, you know, we no longer store hay here. Now it's our culinary loft. So it's totally been reimagined, and we now hold, chef-inspired wine and bourbon experiences in this space.
It's an impressive sight to see, but the barns and stables no longer house 250 horses. The reason those thoroughbreds left and moved north is a bit of a history lesson in itself. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.
It's Nurses Week, and Fall City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center says thank you to our wonderful, compassionate, and dedicated nursing staff for improving and enriching the lives of our residents with care tailored to their needs. From Fall City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Fall City, let us care for you. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center thanks our nurses and nurse aides for their skill, compassion, and dedication. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you for caring. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Livestock prefer to stay in the places they're familiar with, but they'll escape if given the opportunity. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Have a plan in place to coax them back to where they belong as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I raised 4-H calves as a kid, and every now and then a calf would escape the corral. It took all of us in the family and sometimes a neighbor to get the calf back in. David Pugh is a former professor of large animal medicine at Auburn University. He says animals get out when the fence is down or the gates left open and they're hungry, thirsty, or scared.
Usually with feed and hay and some buckets to rattle, animals will usually come. Particularly if they know you, you can get them to follow you. Not all of them will, though. It's a slow, deliberate movement into a given area, and hopefully the goal from the sheep or goat or horse or cow standpoint is to get back to an area that they're used to and there's something to eat.
How you approach and move the animals depends on the species. When the pigs are out, grab a piece of plywood.
Pigs can't pick their heads up very far, so they'll think it's a wall and will move accordingly. Cattle should be herded uphill and into a place with a circular pattern so they can't see ahead where they're going. If the escapee is a horse, the person who knows the horse best should approach it with a halter and lead line. Pugh says it's very important that everyone helping you knows what the game plan is prior to starting up the roundup process.
If you get a bunch of rednecks and cowboys to go chasing things around, then you're going to have a worse of a problem. So it's got to be a slow, deliberate movement into an area. And everybody that helps do this, you tell them, we're going to do this real slow, and I'm in charge. And if you don't want me to be in charge, then get out right now. We're not going to have an argument in the middle of this thing because that's a bad deal.
Get the animals into a secure, prearranged area while you fix the spot where they got out, because if they got out once, they'll do it again. Find more tips for corralling loose animals at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Growing up, I loved going to the county fair. Even before we got there, I could just smell the corn dogs and the cotton candy, and I couldn't wait to ride the carnival rides. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. There's just one big problem with events like the fair. Once you get there, you have so many choices. It can really make your head spin. You know, a lot of money decisions can be like that too. It seems like there's infinite options from the grocery store to online shopping. So how do you decide? First, take a step back. Ask God to help you understand you're enough. Be consciously grateful for what you have. Then create a monthly budget. Set aside funds for basic needs, prudent reserve, preparing for the unexpected, and giving. Hey, and don't forget to have a bucket for fun. Letting your faith guide your spending decisions might be tough at first, but in the end, it will lead to a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
National Skilled Nursing Week honors cultivating kindness by practicing compassion and kindness. Not only do these acts improve one's health and well-being, but also strengthens human connection and bonds. Skilled Career Centers and their staff have shown an incredible and steadfast commitment to providing high-level quality care and continuing to cultivate kindness. This week celebrates Skilled Nursing Centers, their residents, and staff. Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care and compassion with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Celebrate Skilled Nursing Career Week this week and all year long. Complete care you can rely on, Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care. Committed to care in a rural setting, Frankfort Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfort Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' total well-being. You'll be confident when you choose Frankfort Community Care Home.
Addressing the human side of farm transition discussions today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Farm transition planning, because it almost always involves family discussions, can be an emotional minefield at times. A series of online events under the heading of Rural Resiliency was created to help navigate that minefield. Ag consultant Doris Moult says it's aimed mainly at women.
Women needed to be able to talk with each other and support each other. It seemed to us that people needed another outlet, not just us talking to them about here's some things to reduce anxiety, but that they needed to talk about what their anxiety was.
Mold says Rural Resiliency is a spinoff of Cultivating Resiliency, which we covered in yesterday's show.
And it's really an honor for us to serve everybody in agriculture. And this program is about moving the dial, both of these programs, and making a difference. We are not offering programming simply because we have to, that there's some edict from on high, that there is some other force that's telling us to do this. We're doing this because we see a need, and we're not about window dressing. This is about making and affecting real change for people in agriculture.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. offering free estimates and the highest quality work. Call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rot requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
News from the Mid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While many are enjoying some farm incomes that have been rising over the last year, but expenses have been rising too. Mike Doherty is the senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he says,
"Yeah, we've had increases year over year increases just in the last 12 months. This is rather, it is definitely significant in almost all your fertilizer categories. And you know, for corn, it's mostly you're talking about nitrogen, but also." DAP, your diammonium phosphate, and those products, those input costs for corn and beans have gone up somewhere between 50 to 80% increase in the last 12 months. So on the other hand, relative to prices, we had high prices back in 2011, 12, and going into 2013, and back then the input costs were actually even higher than what we're experiencing now.
He goes on to say that the jury right now is still out for what's going to happen for the next year in the agriculture industry.
So the real, where we're really nervous is not just how much they've gone up this year, but what are we in for input costs next year? And particularly if you combine those input cost increases with increased seed costs, and the seed costs are expected to go up quite a bit going into 2022. And then you throw on top of it, landlords, you know, asking for a 5 or 10% increase in especially in cash rent. These are really going to add up and are going to narrow the profit margin next year.
He says many of the outside forces have also increased the pricing and the cost of agriculture with new farm buildings due to maybe some lumber and other prices with raw materials and distribution of goods that are also on the rise across the nation. There is the ongoing concern about inflation with the spending at the federal level as well, along with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play. Don't believe us? See for yourself. Seven Plans awarded a $550,000 Buffalo Progressive. A $1 bet. Pay $209,000 on Lightning Reels. Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort has the best games, the cleanest environment, and the best concerts and events. Earn rewards with your Seven Plans Players Card to get in on the action. Seven Plans, Highway 6.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
As part of the new Climate Smart Commodities Program, farmers and landowners can receive help in mitigating the cost of transition to climate smart production systems. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The National Association of Conservation Districts has been selected as a partner in USDA's $2.8 billion Climate Smart Commodities Program. NACD, through its national partnership, project partners, and a network of 3,000 conservation districts, will advance grassroots efforts to ensure producers and local communities are prepared to meet growing demand and have access to climate-smart commodity markets. The goal is to leave no producer behind. NACD Secretary and Treasurer Mark Masters says that getting the program up and running is a work in progress.
Trying to, you know, figure out exactly how to get this off the ground, get the most benefit possible. We've got a lot of great partners on this effort and working obviously closely with USDA to make sure that there's, you know, a clarity of message with respect to what NACD is working on. You know, we're specifically looking to gauge the historically underserved producers in conservation programs.
Masters discusses the program's focus.
Carbon emissions and greenhouse gas capture and things like that. And there's also been some discussion about opportunities for water conservation and programs related to water and see how they may fit into that climate smart basket.
He says that NACD will also be developing ways to measure whether or not program goals are being met via the projects. This is a voluntary sign-up program, and Master says they have not yet set an official sign-up date. The grant will provide $90 million for over 3 years for technical, financial, and marketing assistance. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on conservation programs, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Network of Mandy Hoosier, along with many government employees, including teachers, police officers, and otherwise needing to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by federal mandate. The big question now is the list of 4-H volunteers across many states in the Mid-America region. Washington lawmakers connected with farming communities worry that the mandate may hurt the program and discourage people from volunteering with 4-H. State Senator Mark Schlechel.
4-H program is something incredibly valuable for our youth in all 39 counties. And to punish them for volunteering sometimes maybe once or twice a year is just too much government.
He says he's worried about extending the mandates to 4-H clubs that may result in volunteers walking away from the program for children.
4-H leaders have to be screened, ground checked, and trained. They're hard to recruit and retain. They're good-hearted people. They use common sense. They're leaders in our communities. What are we going to do? Have the county agents show up at the 4-H club meeting and check the vaccination status?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Spotting feral rye in your wheat?
Looking for a coaxium production system variety with excellent yield potential and drought tolerance? AgriPro brand variety AP18AX gets it done and more. AP18AX out-yields SY Monument by nearly 5 bushels per acre in 3-year Syngenta Central Dryland trials. AP18AX also has very good tolerance to stripe rust and wheat streak mosaic virus. Call your local AgriPro associate to book seed. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Kansas 4-H is celebrating 100 years of Discovery Days this summer. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Donna Ratliff, Kansas 4-H Program Coordinator, gives insight on an amazing summer program for youth.
This is what we call kind of our college and career readiness event. So we're bringing high school-aged youth to campus here just to kind of get their feet wet. They can test things and see what future avenues are open for them. So these are 13 to 18 year old youth that are welcome to campus here. They will be coming to Kansas State University. We stay in the dorms. We have passes to eat in the cafeterias there on campus. And so they get to learn a little bit of their independence and get the feel for that as well. But it's all in a great atmosphere because we have sessions going on during the days and fun events in the evenings. So we have always run into other high school activities going on at that same time, including FFA's state conference as well. And so we have moved ours back to June 7th through the 9th this year. And so it shouldn't fall at a time when they may have other commitments already, but this will give them a chance to be able to do all the kind of activities they want to.
Ratliff explains the session schedule and gives some examples of sessions that the youth can attend.
That Wednesday, we have sessions that are called Spark Sessions. So those are one-hour sessions, and they just get to kind of go in and learn brief information about different areas. So it could be something from meat judging or YQCA certification. And then the next day, we have a little more extensive sessions. So those are half-day sessions, and the youth get to go into these sessions, and these are a little more deep dive so that they kind of narrow down what they're looking at. And, you know, this could be something as exciting as learning to fly drones. We have trips to Manhattan Botech. If Botech is maybe a calling that they're interested in, they can go learn a little bit about what Manhattan Botech offers. We just have all sorts of things. And of course, here being on K-State campus, we have lots of ag-related fields. So you could learn what the flour milling center is like. You could learn about feeding or animal reproduction. There's just so many offerings.
She continues by describing a new element that has been added to the program this year and where listeners can register for the event.
So Emerald Circle is where our Kansas 4-H Foundation is celebrating our state project award recipients. And so they will be highlighted on an evening event, and then we have entertainment that night afterwards. But it's a great option for these high school youth to come in and see. Maybe this is something they haven't tried before, but these state project award winners are being highlighted, and they can see what, moving forward, they might want to try. So check out with your local extension offices as well, but you can always go to our kansas4h.org website, and it'll be on listed under the new events. And it is $210 for youth to attend, and it's June 7th through the 9th.
That's Kansas 4-H Program Coordinator Donna Ratliff with insight on an amazing summer program for youth. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.